Mobilize, personalize, optimize, and monetize your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome to Mobile Presence. From mobile marketing and messaging to mobile commerce and coupons, and from mobile apps and websites to mobile engagement and loyalty, our hosts bring on expert guests to give you the inside track on the trends, tools, and technologies that matter most. Mobile Presence, where making your brand or business mobile first is our first priority. Now, here are your hosts, Peggy Ann Saltz and Shahab Zaghari.
Welcome to Mobile Presence, as always, bringing you the experts to help you optimize and maximize your mobile strategy. I'm Peggy Ann Saltz from Mobile Groove, providing custom research and content marketing to the global mobile industry, as well as offering mentoring and consulting to startups. Shahab, my co-host, is away this week at the American Marketing Association meeting, but I'm sure he'll be back bringing us some great ideas, some great guests, so stay tuned for that next week. And that's not the only change, because we are well and truly now airing on cranberry.fm. For us here, it's great news, it's great exposure, and it, I would imagine, marks a bit of a turning point in what we're going to be doing, but we're still going to be bringing you the great guests we are with mobile, marketing, apps, you name it. And speaking of other changes, you know, our show, we always look at marketing amongst other topics, and marketing always being on the move because, of course, people have also changed. Your customer has changed. It's a society that has gone from push to pull. So consumers are in control of marketing and advertising. They will accept, but they also crave experiences, which is why we have our guest today is Adam Levine, CEO of Fun Mobility. He's going to talk about this trend and basically tell us, you know, what's happening out there, because marketers are failing to develop an enticing and content-driven strategy, content-driven conversation with their customers. In fact, 90 out of the top 100 brands lost market share last year. So Adam, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Great to be back.
And it's great to have you back. I should say, you know, it is welcome back. You have been on the show before. And, you know, we kick off first talking about engagement. And I remember last time when you were here, you know, we talked about the amazing engagement you were able to achieve with the Minions campaign you did for Chiquita. How have things been since then?
Well, it's been great. You know, we managed a DVD launch for that campaign, and it was just amazing. If you put content in front of people that they enjoy, they'll really interact with it in large numbers. And we had just terrific. We built a big database that we're now, you know, running marketing campaigns to, and we're bringing new offerings to market. We've signed some new clients, and really trying to help our customers build content-driven conversations with their audience. You know, that their audience actually cares about.
And I mean, that brings us to what we're talking about here. I mean, I have the stat from you. I won't take credit for knowing all the numbers out there. I mean, 90 out of the top 100 brands lost market share, telling us that, you know, the marketing, it's not just about marketing. It's about storytelling. It's about experiences. It's about interacting and engaging. What about you over at Fun Mobility? I mean, is this the blueprint you're also following in your campaigns with your clients? Is it all about the conversation?
I really think it is. You know, there's so many trends that are affecting brands right now. You know, I had opportunity to talk last week to Steve Frenda, the head of the Path to Purchase Institute, and he, you know, he sees just all day long what's going on in brand marketing. And then there's this data from Catalina, you know, about 90 of the top 100 brands losing share within the category, and 62 of the top 100 seeing an average decline of 4.4%. So, you know, typical brand marketing has been about taste and distribution and packaging and, you know, shelf presence and things like that. But mm-hmm. I think that's gone kind of crazy. Like, if you walk into a Walmart, you'll see, you know, 63 different versions of Head and Shoulders, and you'll see, you know, 50 different variants of Ragu spaghetti sauce. And I don't think that's what millennials are looking for. I think millennials are much more driven by experience. And, you know, what does the brand stand for, and social awareness? And, you know, it's just a different mentality altogether.
So, I mean, what is it? I mean, is it just the fact that the brand sort of went a little haywire and thought, okay, you know, we're empowered, we want what we want, when and how we want it. So that means it gives us, you know, 50 different types of shampoo, 50 different flavors of potato chips. You know, maybe they went and thought that more was going to be better, where from what I'm hearing from you, it's more like, no, focus on the story, focus on the conversation, focus on the experience, not so much on wowing the customer with choice.
Yeah. In some cases, I think it's overwhelming with choice. And now, in some sense, I think the smaller brands are popping off the shelf more. And also, you know, it's not just about the packaging shouting at you, you know, on the shelf, but rather the experience that the consumer can get with the brand. Because if you think about, you know, the how consumers interact with the brand beyond, you know, consuming it, it's all digital. And you know, digital is mobile. I think that's exactly what's going on, is that, you know, consumers don't feel like they're having a relevant conversation, that the brand basically has no meaning to them.
Well, I mean, you know, we're talking about, in a sense, almost content marketing again. And then we have Seth Godin, one of my, you know, I'm a fan of Seth Godin, marketing wizard, who once said that content marketing is basically all the marketing there is. And he was talking to brands to get them to move in the direction of what we call today, you know, thought leadership marketing. But you're talking about content-driven marketing with the consumers. I mean, how does that actually work? I assume you're doing this with clients. How do you go about this?
Well, I think the first step is you have to think about, what content does your audience really care about? Not what do you want them to care about, right? But what do they actually care about? So, right. For example, we're talking to a frozen vegetable supplier, and they're selling to moms. What do moms care about? Moms care about their kids being healthy, and I think they care about demonstrating to other moms what a great mom they are. So then you can start to think about, you know, content marketing that ties into that. So healthy kid recipes, and, you know, I fed my kid this recipe. You share that on social media, you know, being able to maybe track that over time. I mean, there's – so if you conceptualize what really matters, I think in a sense all marketing is content marketing. It's just, is it content that, you know, the audience cares about or not? And I think Seth Godin's absolutely right. I mean, I'd love to be in agreement with him.
Yeah, he is sort of awesome. But, you know, you do this at a practical level at FunMobility. So maybe you can run me through, you know, what you've done with a client, or maybe what you haven't done with a client that's made a difference. Because, yeah, they crave experience. We know that one. What are you giving them?
So we kind of bucket our experiences into a few different categories. So there's gamified content where, mm-hmm. you know, the experience itself is what's fun. Maybe you're scratching something, you're spinning something, you're playing a little game, you know, that sort of thing. Recipes is a big cornerstone of a lot of the content mm-hmm. marketing. So, you know, 35% of moms that are shopping want recipes. They want ideas. If they're getting a coupon, you know, they're saving money on a product, they want to know how they can use that product. So, you know, recipe content. You know, people love quizzes, personality tests, you know, little things they can interact and, like, you know, which Game of Thrones character are you? Or we did a CMO personality test for a conference we were sponsoring. You know, what kind of CMO are you? And you answer a few questions and then it says, oh, you're the Rainmaker CEO, you're the pack leader, you know, et cetera. So, like, giving people experiences that matter to them and that, you know, that they care about, that are related to the brand, I think then gives new dimension to the brand's experience in the life of the consumer.
So in other words, getting them to buy in by helping them identify with it or feel relevant. I mean, if you're even asking CMOs, what kind of CMO are you? And I mean, we all see in our Facebook feeds, you know, take these personality tests. Maybe that's a great way to break the ice as a brand, as a marketer.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, so we basically have two offerings, you know, FunMobility for brands and FunMobility for publishers. And more or less, FunMobility for brands is engaging your audience with content they truly care about. That's really what it boils down to.
Well, we want to be doing that a little bit more in the next section and segment of the show. But I'm just curious, when you're trying to find out what people really care about, is there some sort of formula you can offer for figuring that out? I mean, the obvious one is to say, okay, ask them. Then there's also data to infer it. What do you recommend? Just a quick overview of how there are some shortcuts here.
I think the first thing, well, first of all, there's no shortcuts. It always takes work.
Right.
But I think it's understanding what, you know, who is your audience? What are the segments? You know, persona-based, coming up with the personas is always very useful. You name them. Who are they? What do they care about? And then you can start to think about, all right, you know, if your personas are reasonably accurate, you can start to think about, well, what sort of content or information would they be interested in? And you can have, you know, little we have 30 different templates, which are kind of different types of content. And you can kind of look and say, well, maybe this one for this persona, you know, this one might be interested in personality test and lifestyle tips. And this one might be interested in, you know, the mom might be interested in recipes and how-to videos, right? Mm-hmm. And you can start to build up your kind of content library by persona. And then you can start to turn that into conversations, which is, you know, also known as drip marketing.
Okay. Well, it's all very cool. And it sounds exactly, you know, like that next level to segmentation that marketers are, of course, used to doing, because you need to segment your audience, know who your audience is. And now we're talking about, once you know who your audience is, this is a type of content that will fit the bill. We'll talk about more of this. So listeners, we're going to go to break, but don't go away. We'll be right back with more from Adam Levine.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart, or you've read their SEO code of ethics, seen other SEO experts, but did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today at BruceClay.com.
Are you paying too much for your paid advertising, or have you quit altogether because it seemed like a huge waste of money? Studies show that companies waste 25% of their PPC spend on average. The web marketing experts at WMETraining.com can show you how to make your AdWords account a lean, mean, converting machine. Whether you're just starting out or want to take your skills to the next level, we have a class for you. Contact the web marketing experts at WMETraining.com.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. Top SEOs send you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let Top SEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
Mobilizing your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, only on Cranberry Radio.
And we're back. Welcome back to Mobile Presence. I'm Peggy Ann Saltz with Mobile Groove, and our guest today is Adam Levine, CEO of Fun Mobility. Adam, before the break, we were talking about templates. It was really interesting because we all know about personas and segmentation, marketers amongst us, and how important that was, you know, understanding demographics, understanding age, gender, throwing in some location, because if you're, you know, sort of near an event, you might be a sports fan or near a grocery store, you might be a digital mom. But your company has quite a number of templates and matching that to content. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Sure. So we call those templates nanosites, and they're, you know, you can kind of think of them as mobile web engagement Legos. So everything we do is designed for mobile web, because we think that that's where most of the consumer interaction is going to happen, not necessarily through an app, but, you know, through the mobile web layer. And so these nanosites are these little templates that you can kind of fit together into, you know, into campaigns. And they're very content driven. So you can kind of think about, as you think about who's in your audience, you can think about, you know, what sort of content they would care about, and then building campaigns that can engage your different personas.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's just take a walk through that, because that's interesting. So, you know, you've got a lot of them. We're not going to go through all your templates, Adam, but give me a few that are maybe, you know, the kinds of segments you don't usually think of. Digital moms are an easy one. You know, sports fans, that's an easy one. But I'm sure you've become quite sophisticated in that. What's some of the more niche segments, and what's some of the more niche content that would appeal to them?
So, for example, we're helping to launch a sweet wine brand that's aimed at Hispanic millennial females.
Okay.
And so that's pretty niche.
Yeah.
And you know, what they care about is they care a lot about, you know, bringing a gift over to somebody's house for a special occasion. They care about knowing, you know, they're a little fearful of appearing unsophisticated about wine. They're intimidated by the range of choices at the shelf. And so content that makes sense for them are things like, you know, recipe pairing, like what sort of food goes well with this wine, and yeah, a little, you know, information about the wine itself. You know, how do I describe this wine? Give me some vocabulary. And they also care about, you know, they dream about visiting Europe or Italy someday. So you can combine, you know, a sweeps for, you know, a trip to Italy, or maybe, you know, win an Italian leather handbag. And that kind of associates with the sophistication of the brand and their aspiration to be a, you know, sophisticated kind of cosmopolitan person. So that's kind of an example.
I mean, that's fascinating. There's like probably a whole psychology now evolving behind this. What about the offers you have that are basically the nuts and bolts of this? So how are you enabling marketers, you know, your clients, your brands, and people even listening in for that matter, to really grasp this and to work this into their mobile web presence or elsewhere?
With offers, you know, I think there's a real tactical piece to it. Mm-hmm. Where you just need to be able to, you know, publish your offers easily, you know, rotate them in and out, especially if you're in grocery or what have you. You know, a lot of the food there is perishable. You might have blueberries on special for 3 days type thing. But then there's also, I believe, you know, matching the sort of type of offer to the right type of person. And what we're doing now with Chiquita is we say, well, what type of recipes would you like to get? We ask them a few questions. You know, are you cooking for kids? Are you cooking for teens? You know, are you vegan? Are you experienced, you know, cook or not so experienced? And then based on that, we can basically put them in the segments, which is cooks for kids, cooks for adults, and is vegan or not vegan. And then we have versions of the newsletter that have basically recipe content that falls into those buckets and, you know, sort of addresses those lifestyles. And we see much, much higher open rates and engagement rates simply by just giving them the sort of, you know, recipe content they're interested in. So I think you can do the same thing with offers as well. Like, you know, don't offer Flintstone vitamins to the seniors and, you know, Geritol to the kids, right?
Yeah. But it's interesting that you have it down to sort of like this almost a menu of opportunities here. I say I have this type of audience, and boom, you know, my template for my newsletter is going to look like this. Is it? Can you give me an idea of what you're spanning in ways of content delivery mechanisms? Newsletters, one. What else are you doing?
Yeah, there's newsletter. There's SMS to the extent that people have their own opt-in SMS database. There's paid media. So you know, basically running different sorts of paid media for different audiences. Because once you have somebody's email, you can target them, you know, downstream with paid content. And if you know what kind of person they are, you can, you know, better target. There's social and earned social. So essentially any digital touch point, you know, you can have a piece of content that can engage that person. And then we sort of divide the content into the nano sites, into brand content, gamified content, offers and coupons, and then data capture and CRM. And those are kind of the four buckets. And we just added a new type, which is, you know, ads. If you want to build interactive content that you want to launch on your website, you know, through DoubleClick by Google.
And it's interesting because we're talking a lot more about mobile web, because we discussed this in advance of the show even just a bit. You know, everyone got very excited about apps, but apps are what you download after you sort of bought into the brand. And if 90 of 100 brands are losing market share, then it's got to be something around, okay, how do you actually kick off that engagement? And that seems to be happening a lot more on web, right?
Yes. I always say apps are for the 1%ers, you know, the 1% of your brand that really cares, and they're your brand advocates. And it, you know, arguably worth the investment in an app to keep your brand advocates happy. But the other 99% are going to interact with you primarily through, you know, email, SMS, and mobile web. And you need to have a robust, you know, mobile web engagement layer for that, that, you know, has content that the audience actually cares about.
So when we're talking about that, that's partially what you're building, or are you also consulting here? I mean, we agree mobile web presence is important because apps are your loyal customers. Mobile web is everyone else you need to win over. How are you helping marketers do that?
Well, we basically have three offerings. So we have our fundability for brands, which is, you know, engaging your audience with content that they care about. And we have fundability for publishers, which is if you want to publish content, you know, on if, interactive content on your mobile website. And then we have fundability agency services, which is basically, you know, an expert digital and creative team that can do ideation, mocks, campaign management, et cetera. And so between the three of those, we can pretty much handle any situation that comes up.
And that consulting, does that, I mean, that's sort of, those are the tools, but also, you know, coming up with the segmentation, you have these templates, but how do you help marketers make the match between their audience and the templates to sort of, because it's just as important to make that match as it is to make certain you're delivering the goods in terms of the content marketing.
Yes. We think about, you know, I mean, we'll probably start with something relatively simple like email capture and just, you know, being able to collect email and phone numbers. And then we'll move into thinking about, okay, what are the different types of segments and personas? And usually it's not all that complicated. You just have to just do it. I mean, I think for a lot of marketers, they could do a lot just by simply doing it, but they seem somehow to want to complicate the process for themselves. And then I think a lot of this is just publishing content, putting it in front of your audience and seeing what happens and learning from mm-hmm. that. You can learn a lot by just doing things.
I'm just curious, in a nutshell, is there any special way to measure this differently than everything we've done before? I mean, it was conversions, it was shares. I mean, there's all different ways to sort of measure engagement. It's always nebulous. We didn't crack the code on that one yet. But in measuring this?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think a lot of the paid media business is around impressions and clicks. You know, when you're looking at your audience, I think you want to look at engagements and conversions, you know, to the extent that those conversions are measurable. And the ones that matter are obviously, you know, getting them to opt in the first place and then getting them to take action, basically buying something or, you know, going to a store and buying something. And you can measure lift. You can measure people like Catalina can measure transactions at you know, point of sale. I think right now the engagement metric is important because if millennials aren't engaged with your brand, they're just never, ever going to buy it. So kind of like building that audience, that new audience, if you will, and then figuring out how to make that audience act, I think is important. And, you know, these brands are slowly losing share. So they're focusing on, well, you know, what coupons or whatever can, you know, move 100,000 boxes of cornflakes. So they're winning, you know, little skirmishes, but they're sort of losing the war in a way.
Well, this is a great time to go to our final break. So don't go away. We'll be right back with more from Adam Levine, CEO of FunMobility.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
Reinventing keyword research, simplifying campaign optimization, redefining competitive analysis. SpyFu brings you an entirely new way to find the most profitable keywords for your SEO and PPC campaigns. New tools, new data, and a brand new look. We've streamlined SpyFu so that you can optimize your search engine marketing more efficiently, more accurately, and more intuitively. Visit SpyFu.com. That's SpyFu.com. And start downloading your competitors' keywords now. Try it free.
Great websites today need expert web design and development and need to be e-commerce ready and mobile friendly. But building a marketable and profitable website can be an uphill climb. Ready to make your new website or replace your existing website? Think Orange as the new way to get in the black. Orange Hill Development works with Fortune 500 companies and offer the same top quality development service at a fraction of what other providers charge. Brands like Absolute, Carlsberg, and Nestlé trust Orange Hill Development. Find out why you should trust your website with Orange Hill. Contact Orange Hill for a consultation today at orangehilldevelopment.com.
Whether you are an online business or domain name investor, you need access to the best names. With over 270 million domains already registered, finding the right names at the best price requires a great wingman. Namejet.com puts you in the pilot seat by giving you fast and unparalleled access to some of the best premium and expired domain names on earth. As the number one domain name auction platform, Namejet.com is the best place to find domains for your business or investment. So light the afterburners to the domain name aftermarket and fly over to Namejet.com at Mach speed to get great domains today. Namejet.com. mobilizing your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, only on Cranberry Radio.
And we're back. Welcome back to Mobile Presence. I'm your host, Peggy Ann Saltz from Mobile Groove. And our guest today is Adam Levine, CEO of Fun Mobility. And right before the last break, Adam, we were talking about, you know, how brands are losing market share, but what they can do to get it back, particularly through content, understanding their audience, measuring those results. I understand, we talked about the one example, which I thought was really interesting, about what you're doing with the new digital launch for a wine brand and how granular you were in that. Can you give us maybe one more example?
Sure. You know, we're helping Pepsi launch some content for their franchisees. You know, so what they care about is getting people into their store, you know, buying things, buying pizzas and burgers and such. So they care about deals. And they want to, you know, take those deals and use them to get people into their store. So there we're essentially publishing offers, and also we're giving them a chance to win things. You know, so because you have, when you have digital, you can have these great gamified experiences. You know, to bring up Seth Godin again, he often talks about the prize in the cereal box marketing, right? Which I always love that. Like, you know, I'm going to win something or the opportunity to win an experience, yeah, and maybe a prize. So we're just trying to make those experiences fun, but also make them work at scale so that they can, you know, work across 500 locations. And so I think it's, you know, there, it's just really focusing on great consumer experiences that are measurable and scalable.
I mean, that's a great way to get to what we usually do in the last segment of the show anyway, which is get into some actionable insights, some top tips that our listeners can take away with them. Since we're talking about what consumers really care about, how about some top three tips to figure out exactly that? What do your consumers care about, and what do you need to do once you've figured it out?
Well, I would say the first thing you have to figure out is who is your audience. So just having, or at least make some guesses, you know, from a persona-based point of view, like, you know, who are they and what do they care about? And then, and so that's the second one, like, how can you figure out what they care about? And you may not figure it out the first time, but at least if you have some, if you just start building content and putting it in front of them, you'll discover if they care about it or not pretty quickly. And then, you know, where do you reach them? I think sometimes people are surprised because I think the context of where you reach them matters. You know, if you're in-store, they're a shopper, but if they're at home, subscribe, they're a consumer. And, you know, you have to think about the context of where they're interacting with your brand really does matter in terms of the sort of content you're going to put in front of them. So it's kind of the classic, you know, who, what, where, who is your audience, what do they care about, and where do you reach them? I think a lot of this comes back to basics that everybody knows, but then actually doing things and testing out the results.
Okay, well, we're running a little close here on time. How about just skipping me through the last two? Once you understand what they do and understand what your audience is.
So once you understand who your audience is and what they care about, then I would say just start building, you know, mobile web content and think about mobile web as an engagement layer that is a very flexible, you know, easy to experiment with layer, and think about the mobile, you know, the mobile engagement layer on mobile web and how you can experiment and test and figure out, you know, what your audience cares about, and then build more of that and make sure that you're, you know, turn that into a conversation that you can have with your consumer across all your digital points of presence.
Okay, well, we're running out of time. We could keep doing this, Adam, which is probably why we're going to have you back another time. But in the meantime, how do our listeners stay in touch with you? I mean, email, social, maybe what you're writing out there in the blogosphere?
Sure. So my Twitter handle is Adam Levine, L-A-V-I-N-E, not to be mixed up with somebody else with a similar name. And then they can always reach me, adam@funmobility.com, or you know, follow me on Adam Levine on Twitter, or just visit funmobility.com, and we're pretty easy to get a hold of.
Okay, and of course you can email me, peggy@mobilegroove.com. Mobile Groove is where you can also find my portfolio of work, ebooks, and content marketing services. And you can follow me on Twitter @PeggyAnn, A-N-N-E. So thanks again, everyone, for joining us for Mobile Presence. Remember that new episodes of Mobile Presence air Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can check out earlier episodes of our show by going to cranberry.fm, or you can check out our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, Zune, and iHeartRadio simply by searching Mobile Presence. Thanks again for listening to Mobile Presence, your inside track on everything you need to reach and engage your target audience with mobile. And remember, every minute is mobile, so make every minute count. We'll see you next week.
The opinions expressed on this Cranberry Radio program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cranberry Media. Any redistribution of this content without proper consent is prohibited.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Plus, get free premium delivery on any bed with base. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store today.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.